Today's shiur is Le'ilui Nishmas, Chaim Oshev and Pesach, and Shom Shem Ha'avon Aliyah and Shem Ha'avon Aliyah Tzidoshe for the entire Mishpach and for Klal Yisrael. Parak Aleph Se'if Gimel, Chapter 1, Paragraph 3, Arizan Torah. At the end last week, I quickly read the first sentence. And now we have to go back over the entire Seif properly to learn the Seif inside, Ayis Gimel. And it's connected, of course, to everything we've been learning. And that's why I wanted to at least chop a little bit of it last Erev Shabbos. So we're talking about a Chasna Kala, talking about good things. Teresh B'Chsav is the Chasna, Teresh B'Alpez is the Kala. That zivug, that mating of heaven and earth, of shamayim and aretz, of the rain that falls from shamayim and the earth that absorbs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rain and bears fruit and has children, and the children, all the halachas of Teresh Vapeh through all the centuries, tilei tilim shel halachas, all dinim and all minhagim of Klal Yisrael that the Jewish people give birth. That we are kivyochel, that we are always expecting with Hashem's, with the Dva Hashem, we're expecting. And our Chidushe Torah, our learning Torah, and our ideas of Torah are all giluyim, are all revealing that which can be traced back, and which must be traced back, to the chassan, to the father, to our husband, kivyachol kodesh brichu. And therefore, yinikas teresh ba'peh, hibignizim an hashamayim, begilu miha'aretz. We spoke a lot about that last week, that the yinik of teresh ba'peh is begnizim an hashamayim. That's hidden. We see the baby, we see the halachas, we see teresh ba'peh, and we're wondering, where's Moshe Rabbeinu in all of this? Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of this? It sounds like a lot of rabbis and ideas and so on and so forth. So the Teresh Va'Peh, the unique where it draws from, of course, is Beganizim and HaShemayim. It's in a hidden way from Shemayim, just as it is in this world, with the husband and the wife. We only see the mother having a child. We don't see the Sherish, the root of the child and the father. So it's Beginizum and Hashemayim. Ubegilui Meha'aretz. And it's revealed Meha'aretz. It's revealed in this world, on earth, through Hashem's wife, Kivyochel, Knesset Yisrael. And all the halachas of Teresh Ba'alpeh. Therefore, in order for all of this to work in a proper and healthy way, Rav Kook continues and explains, Utsricha Eretz Yisrael Yaz Benuya. And at the end last week we were talking about this. What does all this have to do with Eretz Yisrael? I'm not going to go over that now, but to continue where we were last week, what does all of this have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Utsricha Eretz Yisrael Yaz Benuya. In order for there to be this wonderful zivug, this wonderful match, and relationship between heaven and earth, between Teresh B'Chsav and Teresh Ba'alpeh. The Jewish people have to return to the land. And it's not just a matter of a national homeland. So it's like we're talking about the husband and wife. The chasan and kala just get married, and we want to bring them together to their new home, right? It's a nice thing to do. Want to bring them together, they should have a place to live. And the place where the Jewish people live with the Bari Olam, Kivyachol, of course every place in the world is his, but our place with Hashem, that was designated for us, the place of the Yichud between Kodesh Avichu and Shechinta and Knesset Yisrael, that place is Eretz Yisrael. In order that there be, in order that the Chasna Kala should be able to relate to each other, to connect to each other, and to bear healthy fruit, they have to have this place. And it's not just what in the eyes of secular Jews, is the need for a Jewish homeland, a place where we could be safe. Because as far as safety is concerned, a person is generally safer in his basement somewhere in the Five Towns. It's not a matter of the safety of a national homeland. If we could have that, that would be very nice. But that's not what it is. It's the whole kesha, the whole chiba, the whole zivug of Shamayim and Eretz, of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, depends on this. Utsvicha Eretz Yisrael is benuya, and Eretz Yisrael must be built. V'chol Yisrael yoyish malah, and the Jewish people have to live there. The entire Jewish people to be in Eretz Yisrael. V'chol Yisrael yoyish malah, misudar m'chol sedrei. Not only that they're there, but it's not crazy, it's not hafke. The new members of the Knesset were sworn in this week, you know that. That means, no doubt, new madregas of insanity and new madregas of hefkeris and apikorsis. That's what it means. New madregas of efforts that are being made to forget what Yiddishkeit is and what Klai Yisrael is all about, and Jews scrambling to give Eretz Yisrael away to our enemies. That's what the swearing in means. The swearing in means. That's not what the Nevi'im are talking about. V'chol Yisrael yoyishim aleh misudar m'chol sedreim, that all of Klai Yisrael should live in Eretz Yisrael, misudar m'chol sedreim, everything in its right place, in the Seder, misudar m'chol sedreim. What does that mean? Mikdash u'malchus. Mikdash u'malchus doesn't mean the Knesset. Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash. And Malchus, a king. Malchus, Davra Melech, Mashiach ben David, Mikdash u'Malchus, Kohuna, the Kahanim Avadasam, the Kahanim in Beis HaMikdash, being Kahanim, and doing what Kahanim is supposed to be doing, not just getting the first Aliyah every now and then, and Duchening on a Yontiv, but the Avoid of the Kohuna, Unavua, and prophecy, Chol Sidrei. This is the tzur of the Jewish people. This is who we are. This is what we're supposed to look like. This is what we're crying about. And it's in the absence of all of this, this is what we're crying about. Kohun nevu shayftim shaytrim. Next page. V'chol tachsiseyem. They have all of the laws of the Torah in place with the Sanhedrin, Kohun and nevu, Malchus, Besamikdash, Mishir Tzikeinu. V'chol tachsiseyem. With all the dynamics of the Jewish people in their land, living in their land in a settled and good and holy and healthy way, having what they need, tachas gachne, tachas, each person in his home with what he needs, with his parnasa, with his mishpacha. Only then Rav Kook says, "Oz then, chayi hi Torah Shebaal Peh b'chol ziv tefarta." Only then can the Torah Shebaal Peh live, be alive, b'chol ziv tefarta, in all the splendor and all the radiance of its glory. Only then can the Torah Shebaal Peh truly be alive, thrive. It's a wonder, isn't it? We'll talk about it in a minute. The source of our Yiddishkeit is Talmud Bavli. Is the Torah Shebaal Peh that comes from Bavel. The Ikka, of course, there's no question about the Hashra of the Yerushalmi and everything that we do. But the Ikka, of course, is the Torah of Chutzlatz. It's not the Torah Shebaal Peh of Eretz Yisrael. The Ikka is the Torah Shebaal Peh of Chutzlatz, of course. It's Makusha to Eretz Yisrael, and all the Talmidim are all from Eretz Yisrael. But the Ikka, the main revelation of Torah Shebaal Peh is Chutz La'aretz Dik. It's not Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about that in a minute. But only when we're in our land and everything is in place, Then, as chayehi teresh v'apeh b'chol ziv tefarata, then the teresh v'apeh is alive and shining with the radiance of all of her glory. Pairachas, blossoming, umala nitsa, and bringing forth its blossoms like nitsanim nir ba'aretz, like it says in Shir Shirim. Bringing forth all of the beautiful flowers, teresh v'apeh, tzitzum v'prachim. We even have an expression like that in Chazal, Tzitzim Aprochim, for Chidushim and Torah, new ideas and learning, are referred to as Tzitzim Aprochim, blossoms and flowers, Tzitzim Aprochim. And only then, and only in such a way of life, Umischaberis la Torah Shebechsav, Bekol Shi'ur Kamasa, can the Torah Shebechsav be joined together, mate with the Torah Shebechsav, b'chol shi'ur kaimas, in all of its stature, meaning with all of its in its entirety. Only in Eretz Yisrael with Kohuna Malchus, Shoftim Meshaytrim, only then can the real fruit. Here Rav Kook is using the picturesque description of flowers blossoming, but this is what we were talking about last week, with everything growing at the end. We're talking about Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, all of the Peiros, all the Shishim, Riboy Perushim, and and the Ketz Magula, which the Nevi'im spoke about, and Chazal talk about, that the land itself begins to actually bear more fruit. The land itself comes to life. As Klal Yisrael, as Knesset Yisrael, it brings forth more Torah Shebaal Peh, more Tzitzim and Parochim, more flowers, more beautiful Peiros in Torah Shebaal Peh, the earth of Eretz Yisrael itself bears fruit. One is connected to the other. And only then can the zivug of heaven and earth, of Torah Shebechsav, of the rain, or that part of the mikveh we were talking about, the bar, and the mikveh, only then can the zivug, can the joining together, the coupling and the mating of those two worlds be complete. In that place which is our chuppah, which is the place of Knesset Yisrael and Kodesh Brichu, which is Eretz Yisrael. And now Rav Kook uses a very strong and a very sad lashon. And it describes in such a way that only he could use such lashonas to describe what galus is and what the metzias of galus is. Begalus nifredu hata'aymen. In galus, the twins have been separated. The twins over here does not mean brother and sister. It's a description, of course, in Shir Hashirim for the Chasna Kal. Ta'amei tzivi means that they're a perfect couple. A perfect couple is described as twins. Yanasi Tamasi. Tamasi is Ta'aymasi, Chazal say. Hashem says, my dove, my beloved, my twin. The tachlis of creation is that we should resemble, that the Chasna Kala should have a lot in common. The Chasna Kala have a lot in common. It's not a shidduch. It's not a shidduch otherwise. If you wait for your daughter to come home from a date and you ask her, how did it go? Not too good. You have anything in common? We're both Jewish. which is good. That's a start. There's some parents that are not Zoich Hashem Yerachem to have their children come home with such a thing. It's not so posh. This is my name. But it doesn't make for much of a happy relationship. And it doesn't sound too good at that point. Maybe. So then you say, maybe you should try going out again. But the in Golis, Nifidu HaTa'im, the Baruch Shalom says, Yanasi Tamasi, Yanasi Ta'amasi, my twin, my beloved. A Yid A Yid has so much in common, Kivyach, we have to be careful. Obviously, we're not talking about the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite one. But Mahu Afata, in Eretz Yisrael, with our Nevi'im, and with Malchus Beis David, and with the Sanhedrin, then the potential of each and every one of us is brought out, and there's a full force revelation of Mahu Afata, just as He is compassionate, so too you're compassionate. Just as he visits the sick, so you also visit the sick, and so on and so forth. Meaning, the twins are Hashem's Baruch and the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And what's the state of Golus? Golus is Nifidu HaTo'inim. Nifidu HaTo'inim. This is in Eretz Yisrael also now. We're not talking about if you live in Eretz Yisrael now, you're putter from this. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not putter from this now. It's Golus now. The Golus Nifidu HaTo'inim. Obviously, Rav Kook desperately wanted and us to return and believe that would itself bring about great Besaris Taivis for the ultimate Zivri. And we believe in that, all of us. But Golus, the Mitzias of Golus is Nifidu HaTaim, and the twins have been taken away. They're away from each other. They're separated. That's connected to the Kruvim in this week's parasha, right? In the parasha, the Kruvim, by the Aron, by the Kaparis, the Kruvim, that are away from each other, are turned away from each other. Which, we spoke about that, it's something, it's possible to be right next to somebody, but to be turned away, and to be light years away. It's not a relationship upon him. So in Golus, Nifidu HaTa'imim, what does that mean? So if Kook says, Nis'alza Torah Shebichsav L'mroi Mei Kedusha, I'll explain this after we finish this sif. The Torah Shebichsav has floated off and risen back up to the highest heavens. Torah Shebichsav. The Chosn has sort of retreated to his place. The Yarda Torah Shebaal Peh Bo'emek Tachtis. And on the other hand, the Torah Shebaal Peh has descended Bo'emek Tachtis to the very depths of this world. So Torah Shebichsav has retreated to the highest heights of the other world. Torah Shebaal Peh has descended to the lowest depths of this world. That means, we'll talk about it in a few minutes. There's no question that despite the fact that there's this separation and that the Torah Shebichsav has gone off to the heavens and the Torah Shebaal Peh has descended into the depths, that the Torah Shebaal Peh still is being supported. It still gets some like alimony or something. Child support and alimony. It still gets something sent from Shemayim in a quiet way. Unique chashoy is a silent type of a sustenance. Meor from the light of the Torah Shebichsav, misviach avar from the shirayim, the svichim, the remnants of the past, of that which once was in our relationship. We're still able to draw from that. The whole description of how do we finish kinis. Elitzion Barer, Rechiv Sulach Hagir Asak. I mean, the whole, what we sing at the end of Kinis is mourning, the deepest mourning of Kaval Nurer, that this young couple and the husband is gone and the wife is by herself. Rechiv Sulach Hagir Asak, Abal Nurer, and she's mourning over the husband of her youth. What happened to him? That's the oimik of Kinis. It's the most painful thing. That whenever we, I once mentioned to you that I heard from Rav Soloveitcher Zeh Tzal Levracha, that in our davening, even in the Nusach of Yontiv, Dnei Ve'ezcha Kivat Chiyilo, right? B'nei v'eschol ha'kevet chil. V'chayni megdash chal mechaynay. So elitziyayin v'yarel. It's the same nusach. B'nei v'eschol ha'kevet chil. There are those who sing the Elitzion in like in a cheerful way. But that's not how our grandfathers did. Our grandfathers was Elitzion v'yara k'mayi shah v'tzireha u'nei v'yishcha k'vad chil. That's the tamtzis, the summary of all of Golus. All of Golus means the chasn and kala, the new couple, has been separated. Something's come between them. So our davening yontiv is when the longing becomes very great. So v'nei v'eschol kivat chila, v'chayne mekdash chalmach, we're asking for kivat chila, the way that it used to be after the chopa kivat chila. How it was kivat chila in the beginning it was. But what's happened over the years is nifridu ha'taimim. The twins have become separated. The Torah Shebachsav has gone off to Shemayim somewhere. We'll see what that means. And Torah Shebaalpeh has descended into the depths. So Torah Shebachsav is like some sort of a great and exalted, mysterious thing. And Torah Shebaalpeh is talking about the nitty-gritty of a sugya in Bava Kama, the ins and outs of what happened to this ox and what happened to that guy's ox. Torah Shebachsav has flown off to heavens, and the Torah Shebaalpeh has descended deep, deep, deep down into the earth. You could have Jews that they're arguing and fighting over Torah Shebaalpeh, like I was talking about yesterday in the Chabura in the city, we're learning now the Bilvavia Mesil Shasharim, that there was a place that I was in this past summer, and I would go there to Daven, and by Mincha there were always the Chever there, they were very chashuva, young men, married guys that are learning. There's a little kollel there, and every time they finish learning. When it was the end of the day and they finished learning, not all of them, but I'd say most of them, for sure most of them, after they spent the entire day talking in the Rebbeinu Shlom's Torah, they would walk away, put on the hat and jacket. They daven in, I guess, somewhere else. They had it. I don't know. They went and they would leave the Gemara's open and the Rishonim and walk away. And there'd be two or three old men and some other people that would go and put the Gemara's back on the shelf. A half a big thing. He's learning Teres Hashem the entire day. You're learning the ins and outs of Teres Hashem. You let some old guy put these 10-pound Gemaras back on the shelf for you. And lo and behold, he comes the next morning and everything's in place. I think you ask Akasha, how did my Gemara get back to the shelf? How did my Rashba get back to the shelf? Not even a thought. Just not even. Some of them don't even close it. They don't even close it. Just walk, get up and walk out. Some of the guys, the Balei Deharetz closed the Gemara for others to put away. And every day the Beis Medrash is cleaned. Pella. It's a wonder. Elyonavi came again. It's amazing how the Gemara's got put away. How could there be such a thing? Nifridu ha'taimim. The twins, the Chasm and Kala, they could be Torah without the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Torah without the Bari Island. There's such a metzius. Torah without the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's the Metzius of Golus. Where you have a situation with a Kala, the wife, she spends every minute of her life cooking and cleaning and changing diapers. She doesn't remember why. She doesn't know, she doesn't see her husband. And there's no inyan of their marriage anymore. It's just cooking and cleaning. And she's talking with her friends. Whenever she's free, she talks to her friends about a new recipe, a new way. Some new stuff came out that cleans the counter better than the old stuff. And these are the pilpulim that she has all day long, and how to clean the counter, and whether you put in one cup of sugar into this, or you put in 2 cups of sugar, rice, and all the pilpulim. Yes, and what's all of this for? What's all of this about? Nifridu ha'ta'oimim. Teresh B'chsav has gone off to Shemayim, and Teresh B'alpeh spends all of his day in the kitchen. And the husband and wife, the Chasn and Kala, and such a Metzius, still she holds on, and she waits and she remembers, and there's epis something from the past. She receives a quiet nourishment, a quiet support, silent and hidden, that keeps her going from the past. Or from the light of Torah Shebachsav, Misviachavar, from the leftovers, like the Svichim by Shemitah, but what's left over from the past. Hamaspik laha'amida b'chayim etzumtzomim, that is enough to give her, to provide for her, that she should live a life, chayim etzumtzomim. We say a life of austerity. Austerity. Chayim, Klai Yisrael in Golis is alive. We get a check, we get child support and alimony, but the chayim, the life of Klai Yisrael is chayim mitzumtzomim. It's a life of spiritual, deep spiritual austerity. It's something. We're alive, Baruch Hashem. You could say, what do you mean? Look, there's so many now, more yeshivas than ever, more this, more that. We're getting closer to Mashiach. It's true. The pnimius, the life, the simcha, the joy of being a Jew, of living a complete Jewish life in our land with the Rabbanu Shlalom. It's not the picture now of Klai Yisrael. So we have enough, hamaspik lahamida b'chayim etzumtzomim, just enough to get by. There's enough of the husband, wife, father, mother, enough just to get by. And the Torah Shebaal-Peh is falling deeper and deeper every day. Nefelis, sinking deeper and deeper. Again, the people of Shidchiyas, the people who live on and look at only the shallow, superficial thing, they'll say, What are you talking about? There are more kids that are enrolled in yeshivas now than there were in Bavel. They, you know, make speeches like that, and then they have like some dinner, and they'll show the global picture of what's happening in Kiruv and Torah and all this. There are a lot of good people doing a lot of good things. But the Torah Shebaal-Peh, Rav Kook says, is sinking deeper and deeper. Sinking deeper and deeper. What do you mean there's more Sfarim, more this, more that? We'll talk about it on a deeper level to understand what Rav Kook is saying. And this continues. V'yeredes v'nefeles b'chol yom v'yom ad asher yafuach hayom. Rav Kook is paraphrasing the pasuk in Shir Shirim. Ad sheyafuach hayom v'nosu hatzlolim, until the day blows away and the shadows flee. Ad sheyafuach hayom. Neficha means to blow. Ad sheyafuach, it says in Shir Shirim, ad sheyafuach hayom. And the Torah Shebaal-Peh is sinking deeper and deeper. Ad sheyafuach hayom, until the day of Golus blows away. The nosu hatzlolim, and the shadows flee. There's a shadow because something is blocking. When you have something in between the sun and the earth, that's when you have a shadow, right? That's why there's a shadow. There's something in between the chasen and kal. There are shadows. There's something blocking. Birchas HaChamah, the Gemara is saying, Mitzvah Shemen Erev Pesach is a big tikkun for that inyan. V'yeredes v'nefelis chayom v'yayim ad asher yafuach hayom v'or chayim yovo me'oitze gula salam, and then the light will appear. The light will arrive me'oitze gula salam, from the treasury, from the treasure of the redemption of all worlds. Our husband will return. And the Kala will rise up from the depths of her despair underneath the stove somewhere, or someplace, you know, in the looking around in the washing machine for the last pair of socks or something. The Kala is going to rise up from that place. Yisrael Yasechayil, Yisrael Yasechayel, the Jewish people, Yasechayel, will become great, strong, Yasechayel. Yinotal Arza will be completely replanted, planted, and rooted in our land. Not to ever be pushed away. Not by Goyim or Lahavdil Jews. Yinotal Arza. Was the same thing. That meeting of Teresh B'Chsav and Teresh B'Alpeh is the neti of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael to be planted. Begins to blossom. That Hashem planted in us the Teresh B'Chsav and will become joined together. Then the Netiyas of Teresh Baal Peh will blossom. And the Jewish people will blossom in their land in Eretz Yisrael. The Yisagseg, and the Jewish people will thrive. Yisagseg means to thrive. The Yisagseg B'chol Hadar Siddarev and all of the splendor of her Siddarim, meaning of all of everything being in its place and thrive in its place in its order. Again, Nevuah, Kahuna, Malchus, Shoftim, Meshoftim, and so on. Oz Torchel Teresh Baal Peh Litzmoach Mi Omek Shorsha, and only then the Teresh Baal Peh begin to grow out from the depths, from the roots that are planted deep, deep, that have descended deep into the earth. It will no longer be arguing in lamdas, but forgetting that there's a creator. There will no longer be a discussion of Torah and walking your way and leaving the old man to put your Gemara on a shelf. There will no longer be that disconnect. There won't be that disconnect. But rather, Talamala Mala, Teresh Baal Peh and Knesset Yisrael will blossom, will grow, and reach upwards, move upwards. Talamala Mala, higher and higher. V'or Teresh Baal Peh Yazriach. The Or Teresh B'Chsav Yazriach Ela, and the light of Teresh B'Chsav will meet her. In other words, the plant Teresh Baal Peh Knesset is rising upward, and the sunlight of Teresh B'Chsav is shining down and reaches her. Will reach her. The Or Teresh B'Chsav Yazriach Ela will shine upon her. Karnei Oyre Michadosh, new light, new rays of light. Michadosh, renewed, new rays of light. Chadoshim LaBekarim. Each morning, new, each morning. Chadosh la'bekarim, that's from Eicha. Every morning, new light. V'hadoidim yis'achdu m'nevei apir yoinam. And the beloved, the doidim, the doidim means the lovers, means Hashem and the Jewish people. Teresh Shosav and Teresh Baal Peh will be united, will become one. B'nevei apir yoinam in their, I guess the best thing you could call this would be like in their honeymoon suite. In the place of their joining together, in their dwelling place, in their palace. V'or nishmas kel chei ha'olamim, and the light of the soul of the living God of all worlds, who is forever and ever. Hamezgala b'tchias Yisrael will be revealed with the resurrection or the revival of the Kala coming back to life. B'tchias Yisrael b'rum karno, and with the glory and splendor and honor and pride being revived, being uplifted. That's it. The Prince Charming has come back for Cinderella. Lahavdil, of course, has come back. And then all the Ummah Sa'ilim, the nations of the world, those are the ugly sisters, you know. the ugly sister. I don't remember their names in the story. I read the books tonight. I don't remember the names. It's not necessary for me to try to remember the names. But there, all the ugly sisters, which means what? Esav and Yishmael and all the Umas HaOlam, the ugly sisters that thought that they're the ones that Prince Charming came for, and they think that the Har Bais is for them. And then really the beautiful, beautiful princess Cinderella, all of the years being pushed around and beaten and schlepping and everything in the whole world, making fun, and then Cinderella will come mamish into the ball, all in her beautiful gown, and all the Umas Olam, their teeth are going to be grinding with jealousy before they're killed. Before the Nekama of Levoy Me'edoim, Chametz Begodim, Zevach Le'Bevotzah, not all of them, our enemies, I don't mean, God forbid, them. Those who were kind to us, Chalila, are not going to be hurt, Adirab, but they're going to be uplifted. But those who are not, and somebody has something to say back there, say it out loud, or forever hold your...
I'm wondering how many there were that were kind to us.
There have been. There have been. I once met somebody like that. I'm sorry. There have been. What do you mean there have been? It's not true. Of course there have been. If you and I are sitting in this place in America, we have a lot to be grateful for.
I agree.
A lot to be grateful for. And this country has been very, very good to us and to our parents. And we have a lot to be grateful for in this place. This is a beautiful place that Hashem has given us some rest in before Mashiach comes. And there are other places that have been kind to us, and people that have been kind to us. But for the most part, we're not disagreeing, of course. For the most part, it hasn't been good, and Cinderella's been pushed around a lot. But that's going to end. V'or nishmas kel cheir al omer mezgal b'tchiyas yisrael b'rum karno, the glory and the splendor of Knesset Yisrael. Yor ba'or shiva sayomim will shine with the light of the 7 days of creation. Shel or hachama, the light of the sun. The or halavana gam yachad, and the light of the moon, being once again together. Bez Hashem on Shabbos HaGadol, I intend to talk about that evening. The joining together, or hachama v'or halavana, there's an extraordinary thing that's happening this Erev Pesach. It will be once again Yorah Ba'or Shivas Yom Shal Or HaChama V'Or HaLavana Gam Yachad. The light of the sun, the light of the moon. The moon Cinderella will no longer be embarrassed. Chafa HaLavana shall no longer be ashamed. Yeshua and the Zekenim, the Torah Shebaal Peh, will no longer be ashamed of the light of Torah Shebechsav of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the light will go from one to the other, straight one to the other. The sun, the moon, the moon, the sun. The moon will no longer be in that state of humiliation, where it has nothing of its own. There's nothing. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. Only the morsels, the child support and alimony that sent to me from Torah Shebech Sa from the Bari Island. And will respond to the earth itself coming towards, moving upwards. And the nation that lives there, the Jewish people, b'chol yifas chaim, with all the splendor and beauty of life. The sun and the moon are together again, chas min kala, ter shebachsav and ter shebal peh. V'haya or halavana k'or achama, and on that day, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. V'racham yesh v'asayim. K'or shivas ha'yamim. And the light of the sun will be seven times that it was the light at the 7 days, from the 7 days of creation. V'yoyim chavosh Hashem eshever amay umachatz makosa yirpa. The Navi says in Yeshaya, on that day that Hashem binds up the breach of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. Every Yom Kippur, that we end with the words Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. The Zohar Kaddish that you see that Tzvi Yehuda brought down, and the Zohar, it's the Zohar in this parasha, in Parashas Truma. Zohar Parashas Truma explains that we say the words from Eliyahu HaNavi, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. And he says that Hashem is Ter Shebuchsav, Zeranpin. That's Yudke Vovke, that's Hashem. Yudke Vovke, Zeranpin. I'm not going to talk about what it says there, but in the Zohar, but the Ter Shebuchsav is the Shem Yudke Vovke. That's Hashem. And the Torah Shebaal Peh is Elokim. Torah Shebichsav is Yudkei Vavkei Hayahavi V'yiyah in the singular. Torah Shebichsav, the light of Torah Shebichsav. Elokim is in the plural. All the millions of dinim of Torah Shebaal Peh is Elokim. That's called the Prat. Torah Shebichsav is called the Klal. Torah Shebaal Peh is called the Prat. The general and the specific. And the Zohar Kodesh explains over there, Hashem Elokim is there Ampin and Malchus. The highest spheres will join together with the moon, which is Malchus. Klal Uprat. Klal Tzarech Leprat, Vat Prat Tzarech Leklal. Like we say in the Midas Rebbe Yishmael. The Klal desperately needs the Prat. And the Prat needs the Klal. The Teresh B'Chsav, without Teresh B'Peh, is unfulfilled. It's empty. And the Teresh B'Peh, without the Teresh B'Chsav, is lifeless and depressed. Which is how many of the fellows feel in Yeshiva these days. Empty and depressed. Ata Reis Ladas, by Maimon HaSinai, Ata Reis Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. On HaSinai we experienced that for a moment. On HaSinai we experienced that for a moment. Hashem Hu, Ata Reis Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. On HaSinai we experienced for a moment that Zivug. And that's why Chazal describe it time after time as the chasen, as the chuppah. And as the Tashbetz writes, many of the customs that we have, many of our menhagim by the chasen, go back to Har Sinai. And there, for a moment, we experienced Hashem Hu Elokim. Meaning, the Klal and the Prat, Teresh B'Chsav and Teresh Baal Peh were one. Kudshe B'Yichu Knesset Yisrael were one. The sun and the moon were one. Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad is Hashem, is their Anpin. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ve'ed is Malchus. Shema Yisrael is Teresh B'Chsav, Baruch Shem Kavod. It's now said with the exception of Yom Kippur, we say it silently. As Rav Kook said over here, that right now the Torah Shabbat Peh receives unique chashoyis me'or Torah Shabbat Chsav, receives in a very silent way the light of Torah Shabbat Chsav. Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem HaChad is Yichudi Yiloh, is the highest unity. Lo Hashem Kod Mechus Olam is the lower unity. And those two coming together is the secret of Hashem Elokim. And when Yom Kippur ends, we're filled with the hope that that's going to be. Because it depends on our wanting to return to Him. He definitely wants to come back to us. So let's talk a little bit outside. Rav Kook is telling us here that the Golus, this long Golus, has not only damaged the Jewish people, it's not only caused the loss of millions of lives and millions, millions more of neshamas, but Rav Kook is talking about the pain that the Torah has suffered, the Torah itself has been so hurt. On Tisha B'Av we have keenness about how our enemies burned the Gemaras, right? In Paris, how they tried to destroy the Torah. And we cry, Arzei Halavonim, about the murder of the Harugei Malchus, the Tanoim, the Tzadikim, the masters of Torah Shabbat Peh. And throughout the course of the Kinnis of Tisha B'Av, we talk about, we mourn over the loss of Torah. The loss of the Chachamim, who are the embodiment of Torah, who are carrying within their hearts and their minds Torah Shabbat Peh. And the secret of the zivug and memories of the chasana. We still have pictures from the old wedding album, from the old wedding album. I was sad to see that Rabbi Avraham Kahneman was nifter. He was 97 years old. He was running the Panevish Yeshiva. His father was the Panevish Rav. And Rabbi Avraham, a lot of people didn't hear as much about him. He took care of the Yeshiva for so many years. He started with his father. He was already an adult, a grown man. His father started the yeshiva in the 40s. He was 97 years old. And his father was the Panevish Rav. And he was still such a part of that world of Rabbi Elchanan and the Chafetz Chaim. He had wedding albums, you know. He had wedding albums. We don't have that. We have these kind of things that telephones, whatever you put on you hold up and you make a little thing with you, and then you look at it for a second, and then you leap it out. It's gone. We don't have wedding albums. Don't even need wedding albums anymore because I was in someone's house, Lolena, for a shiva when I was in Yerushalayim. It was the shiva, and. And there was a thing, wedding, it was not wedding, it was a picture frame. Yeah, there were different pictures coming. I was sitting there at the shiva and I saw like something moving on that frame. And I said, what's going on over there, that picture? So they brought on, they showed me that you could program into it, I don't know, there's hundreds of pictures, programmed into this frame, and nothing stays. They just keep on going. There's Zadie. Whoa! It's gone. Oh, here comes Bubby. Oh! gone. They don't have those good old wedding albums. I mean, people still have wedding albums, but they're starting to like become digital. You don't even have to have pictures of it. You could create it all. They do that now. It's not even the same people in the wedding because they say they're going to put it in digitally or something like that. In other words, you only really have to make one chasna. The rest after that, you could just do. The truth is, you don't have to even make your own chasna. We can go further. It could be somebody else's chasna. And you could just put your chasna kala and your relatives and friends digitally. There only needs to be one main source of wedding pictures in the world. And then you just take stuff that you have in the house and they put it with the computer into that and you have dancing. And then not only that, you could have like reshivas that are not even alive anymore at your wedding. Like they make these, like they have the paintings where they have cross-generational painting, you know, where they made the Chassam Sofer with the Ksav Sofer with the Shevet Sofer, all the way down to like some Mr. Schreiber that lives in Borough Park. You know, the Chassam Sofer Zainikel. And it's all in one painting, watching together, you know. The whole thing, it's all crazy. You know, everything is, you know, it's not. So you could do all of that now. It doesn't have to be still and real. It doesn't have to mean anything that of anything that ever once was. So to have laws, the Rav Avram Kahneman, the son of the Panovich Rav, I never met him, I didn't know him, and I was at Tzaddik and everything like that, but I just was looking at that and I was 97 years old, and the Panovich Rav wasn't so long ago. I mean, there are many Yidden that were, it was in the 50s, but to be zeicher to that connection that we had when we were younger, when we were in yeshiva, that all my rebbeim that I was zeicher to be with, they were talking about that. And I was saying, when I sat on my Rebbe in high school, he would say, I heard this pshat from the Chofetz Chaim. I didn't read about it in the book. I heard from the Chofetz Chaim. What are those words? I heard from the Chofetz Chaim. And the way that the way my kids look at me when I say that I heard what Moshe Feinstein once saying. And that life of the Torah Shebaal Peh that's held in the hearts of the tzaddikim, of the gedolim, the generations, and the pain that we feel on Tisha B'Av when we talk about they're being killed and they're being lost, and not even killed, when the leaving of the world, the quiet passing away in the hospital also, or at home. It's part of the golus of Torah, that we can't hold on to it. We can't hold on to it. All of this Rav Kook is describing in this amazing Si'if, Nifridu HaTa'imim, that the twins have drifted away from each other, the Golas of Torah, which is one of the main inyonim of Tisha B'Av, is Golas HaTorah, Golas HaTorah. So next, next Erev Shabbos, we'll talk about that. It's all very, very deeply connected to the Purim. Purim is the Kim of the Kibble, is our attempt in Golas to revive, to bring the Torah back to life in Golas. That's the meaning of Purim. We'll talk about it next Erev Shabbos. Okay, good Shabbos.